a lot of translating going on in the English in the gospel today. Rabbi, what else? Messiah and Cephas. I'm not going to skip the first reading, even though it's hard to fully understand. Daily Mass, 5-minute homily, is too much to get into in this understanding of sin and being begotten of God. Put it this way, we understand that in reconciling and being reconciled, entering into righteousness in God through our baptism, through the forgiveness of our sins, through being made a new creation, something indelible, something unremovable is imprinted within us in our baptism. Sin after that point becomes an internal matter, you might say, an internal matter of the body of Christ. When we sin, we are reconciled with the other members of the body of Christ. We are not rebaptized. We are reconciled in the interior of the body of Christ. We recognize that there is sin that is mortal. It kills us. It separates us, cuts us off. There has to be specific need for reconciliation in those times. The point is, my brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, we are to operate in the righteousness with which we have received. We are to operate in the truth and love and mercy and compassion. What God has planted within us is in seed form. It takes time for that to grow to the fullness of stature within us. We don't want to resist the growth of the presence of God within us. We want to mature together into this fullness. Don't want to be scrupulous in this, my brothers and sisters. The thought of a simple sin somehow means that I am not redeemed, I am not in Jesus Christ. It's not the extreme we want to go to. In the gospel text today, all those things that are translated for us, Rabbi, Messiah, Cephas, we are to understand what it means to be drawn close to Jesus. What do they call Jesus when they first see him, when he asks them the question, you know, what are you looking for? Got a couple of guys following you. Typical response on the part of Jesus, turns around, gets face to face with them, says, what do you want? What are you looking for? Why are you following me? What did they call him? Rabbi. And yet they spend one afternoon with him, and when Andrew goes to bear witness to his brother, Simon Peter, about who they've met, he doesn't use the word rabbi anymore. It has taken one afternoon of being with Jesus for Andrew to now refer to him not as rabbi or teacher, but as the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus must make a pretty profound impression. The beautiful thing is, my brothers and sisters, when we want to be set free from sin in our life, a big part of that is coming to the truth about who God is. So many times our sins, if we trace their roots, like a genealogy, well, why do I sin this way? We trace it root all the way back to a lie, often a lie about how I'm going to have happiness, a lie about who God is, who he's not, or a lie about who we are. So when God comes into our life, these places in particular, his truth is to be spoken. It sets us free from sin by destroying the roots of those sins as his truth is spoken into our life. As his truth is spoken into our life, we know who he is. It's not a rabbi. It's not a teacher, even though he teaches. This is the Messiah, the anointed one, the one that we've been waiting for. To know God. To know ourselves. Your whole life, people have called you Simon, Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah or John. But I know who you are. You are Kephas. You are rock. We draw close to the Lord, he reveals himself, and we are revealed. To live in the truth of who we are as he sees us. Again, to operate in a lie, it's a root for sin, but to operate in truth, the truthfulness of who you are, and to believe that, to take it to yourself, to take it to heart, we say, to incorporate that, right? Break that word apart. To incorporate that into your being. What does that mean? Incorporation. To bring into your flesh, into your corpus, your body. To incorporate that truth, who Jesus says you are, into your very being, so that you can operate and act in that truth. So, to draw close to Jesus, to draw close to the truth, to know who God is and to know who we are, so that our actions might be righteous, might correspond to the truth of who God is and who we are. We might be easily recognizable to the world. I'll just leave you with a simple thought. If the Christian world is no different than the world, then what difference does it make? The Christian community, the believer in Jesus Christ, must be recognizable as different than the world. So many attempts to fit in with the world and not stand out so that we're not picked upon, not ridiculed, not judged or condemned. But you are different, my brothers and sisters, because you have been revealed by the truth who has come into our world to set us free. Abide in that truth and live. Amen.